I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a couple of verses from the Jusege, which we chanted just now this morning. The Jusege is from the larger sutra. We talked a little bit about the larger sutra 2 weeks ago. We talked about the teaching that the Buddha gave on Vulture Peak. Yeah, Dilma? Okay. So we'll begin with the reading of a reading from the Jusege. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho onegai shimasu. When I have fulfilled the Buddha way, my name shall pervade the 10 quarters. If there be any place it is not heard, I vow not to attain the supreme enlightenment. For the sake of all beings, I will open forth the treasure store and give away universally the treasure of its virtues. Among the multitudes of beings, I will always preach the Dharma with a lion's roar.
Watashi ga hotoke no satori o eta toki, watashi no myōgo o hiroku subete no sekai ni hibikase yo. Moshi kikoenai tokoro ga aru nara, chikatte hotoke wa narumai. Hitobito no tame ni subete no oshie o toki akashi, hiroku kudoku no takara o atai yo. Tsune ni hitobito no naka ni atte, shishi ga hoeru you ni oshie o toko. To namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu.
Well, good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Wonderful to see you here today. Thank you to all of you who joined us for our New Year party last Sunday and for those who helped to make it a wonderful and successful gathering. So prior to our New Year party, we had a special service last Sunday. Can anyone tell me what that special service was? What was our special service we had last Sunday? Ho'onko, right? And Ho'onko, what's the Ho'onko celebration of, or the observance of? Yeah, Dioma, you know? So the Ho'onko service is a remembrance of the day that someone passed over to the other shore, someone very important. We have a portrait of that person up here. With that clue in mind, can anyone tell me who it was, Ho'onko service? The memorial service for Shinran Shonin. That's right. Shinran Shonin is here just to the right of the Buddha image. So this month, all month long, we're talking about the life of Shinran Shonin, and we're talking about Shinran Shonin's teachings and what he shared with us, particularly three important things about what he taught: the teaching, the practice, and the realization. The teaching, the practice, and the realization. So today we're going to talk about the practice, what we do at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple. So when we're here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, there's something that we say again and again, over and over again. What do we say repeatedly? That's right. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. We call that the Nembutsu. It's saying the name of Amida Buddha. So in this passage that I read at the start of my talk, talked about how the Buddha's name shall pervade the 10 quarters. If there's any place it is not heard, I vow not to attain supreme enlightenment. So this is the Buddha's wish that we all hear the Buddha's name. We all hear the words Namo Amida Butsu in our hearts and in our lives. And when we hear this teaching, our lives are transformed. Our lives are transformed. And so as we remember Shinran Shonin, remember his example of a life that was transformed, life that was changed by the Nembutsu. So Shinran Shonin, his encounter with the Nembutsu teaching began when he met his teacher, Does anyone know the name of Shinran Shonin's teacher? No? It starts, what's that? Denyo is Shinran Shonin's great, 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 great grandson. Great times 10. He was the 8th generation leader of Honganji, right? So Shinran's teacher was a teacher named Honen. Honen Shonin. Honen Shonin. So you're close. Denyo is here just to the left of the Buddha. And then one more over to the left, there's a scroll that has the 7 masters. And on the bottom right corner, there's from where you're looking, it might just look like a kind of black dot. But that's a portrait of Honen Shonin, Shinran's teacher. And Honen was a very interesting teacher because he taught something that people around him weren't teaching. See, at his time in Japan, people had a certain idea. There was a common idea that you had to be a special sort of person to practice the Buddha's teaching. And you had to be a person who was able to go off and live in a monastery. And if you were going to become enlightened, you had to be a very good person. And there were certain jobs that if you did that job, you couldn't become enlightened. Right? That sounds maybe a little bit different than how we understand the teaching, right? And people also had kind of a strange idea. They had an idea that you had to be a boy, you had to be a man in order to become enlightened. If you were a woman, you had to just wish for a good birth as a man in the next life. How does that sound? Sounds a little bit strange, right? I see our ladies kind of nodding, shaking their heads and laughing, right? We think that's a little weird, don't we? Well, Honen thought that was a little weird too. That doesn't sound right. So he searched the sutras. He searched the teachings and he said, did the Buddha really say that? Did the Buddha really have such a strange teaching? And he found that indeed the Buddha did not have such a teaching. In fact, the Buddha taught that there was a path for all beings, everybody, men and women, rich and poor, no matter what kind of person you were, what kind of life you'd lived up to that point, there was a teaching that assured that everyone could become enlightened. That teaching was the Nembutsu, the recitation of the name of Amida Buddha. So when we hear the name of Amida Buddha, we hear the name, but we think about the Buddha. We think about the Buddha's great compassion that includes everyone. So this is what Honen taught. He taught this very simple teaching. The Buddha's compassion includes all of us. And when we hear the name of the Buddha, we are assured in that. We feel, yeah, that's true. We say, Namo Amida Butsu, to show our appreciation, right? So Honen had this very, very powerful teaching. And when he shared it with people, they thought, this is great. And they told other people about it. And those people said, I want to hear this. I want to hear it for myself. So they would go, they would travel to visit Honen. And in Honen's gathering, there were people of all different walks of life. There were very poor people, very humble people. There were very wealthy and powerful people. Even some of the members of the imperial family, the emperor's relatives and his friends, would go to hear Honen's teaching. So there's a story that one day, a group of people were traveling in the area where Honen was living, and two of those people happened to be the emperor's favorite girlfriends. His favorite girlfriends. Their names were Suzumushi and Matsumushi, because they had these beautiful voices that sounded like the singing of these insects, right? So these beautiful singing voices. The emperor loved to hear their singing, so he called them Suzumushi and Matsumushi. They were kind of like his pet names for them. That's what everyone else called them. So as they were traveling, they heard some beautiful chanting. And they said, oh, we like beautiful song. Let's listen to this chanting. After they heard the chanting, they said, what is this teaching? You know, what are the words that you're chanting? What's the meaning of this? And the people who were chanting, they were beautiful chanters, they were also disciples of Honen Shonin. They said, the best thing to do is for you to go to our teacher and hear his teachings. So these two women, Suzumushi and Matsumushi, they went to hear Honen's teachings. And Honen, as he often did, he would teach things like, this compassion of Amida Buddha, the Nembutsu, is a teaching for everyone. Men and women, monks, lay people, rich and poor, everybody's included. And you know what? Their ears kind of perked up. They said, did he say men and women? We haven't heard a teaching like this before. And so they listened more closely and they asked him questions. Really? Women? Because, you know, I've always been told that women can't become enlightened. And Honen said, well, if you look closely at the teachings of the Buddha, this Nembutsu teaching embraces everyone, men and women alike. All are able to become Buddhas through this teaching. So hearing this, they were very interested. And they said, you know what? We'd like to stay here and study with you. We'd like to become nuns and join your community. Honen Shonin said, everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome. Anyone who wishes to join my community is welcome to do so. And so those two monks, those ones who had the beautiful voices who had introduced them to Honen's teachings, they said, okay, you know, we will conduct the ceremony for you to become nuns. And so these two women entered Honen's community. Then something interesting happened. The emperor, he happened to be on vacation when all of this happened. And he came home from his vacation. He came home from his trip. And you know what he really wanted to do when he got home? He had been missing his girlfriends, missing their singing. He said, I'd like to hear that singing. I'd like to hear Suzumushi and Matsumushi. Where are they? He searched the palace. He couldn't find them. He started asking around, hey, where are Suzumushi? Where are Matsumushi? Where were they? They were with Honen. They were with that group of people. The emperor was not happy about this, right? All along, people had been telling him, Honen's teaching is very dangerous. Honen's teaching is going to disrupt our society. Honen's teaching challenges the way that we've been thinking all along. Honen's teaching should be suppressed. People should stop hearing Honen's teaching. People should stop saying the Nembutsu. And all along, the emperor had been saying, you know what, it's fine. It's fine. He's just got his little group of people. Nothing's going to change. You know, it's just this little group of people. No problem. Until he saw something change. His own life. These people that he had enjoyed having come and sing for him whenever he wanted. Now they weren't coming to sing to him. They were free to follow the teachings of the Buddha. The emperor got very angry. Got very angry about this. And he said, you know what? They were right. This teaching is dangerous. Someone needs to put a stop to this teaching. And so what the emperor did was he got his ministers together and he said, how are we going to stop this? How are we going to stop this? And they said, the best thing to do is kick these people out of town and to spread them all over Japan. Spread them all over Japan. Let's put them on different islands. First, Honen, he's the ringleader. Let's send him to the island of Shikoku, the very bottom of the island, far away from everyone else. This guy Shinran, he's one of Honen's leading disciples. He's a troublemaker too. Let's send him to the other side of those mountains, way up on the coast of Japan, to Echigo, to a place that's now called Niigata, way up there, out in the boonies. He's got other disciples. Let's send them down to Kyushu, southern Japan. So they tried to break up Honen's community. When the verdict was issued, when everybody in Honen's community heard this, how do you think they felt? Very worried, very sad, very anxious, very nervous. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to our community? What's going to happen to everyone? Everyone was very nervous and very afraid. Honen was very calm. He was very calm. He said, this too is goen. This is our karmic condition, our circumstance of our lives. Let's embrace this in the flow of the Nembutsu. We don't know. Perhaps some good may come of this. As long as you have the Nembutsu in your heart, remember, wherever you go, the voice of the Buddha is with you, in the words, Namo Amida Butsu. And with that message, they all went off to different parts of the country. They were all spread apart, but they remembered Honen's message and his teaching, and they carried the Nembutsu with them. Wherever they went, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. And people would ask them, they would ask Honen in Shikoku, what is Namo Amida Butsu? They would ask Shinran in Echigo. They would ask Honen's other disciples down in Kyushu, what is this Namo Amida Butsu? And they would share this message. Namo Amida Butsu is the Buddha's compassion, reminding us that everybody is embraced. Men, women, high class, low class, good people, bad people. Everybody embraced by the Buddha's compassion. When people heard this, like Tsuzumushi and Matsumushi, they said, hey, I like this. This sounds pretty good. I want to hear more. And they began to say the Nembutsu themselves. And so in this difficult situation, the Nembutsu spread and flourished in Echigo, in Kyushu, all over Japan. And so thanks to this difficult, challenging situation, the teaching was able to flourish because everyone in that Nembutsu community, they listened to Honen's teaching, they believed it, and they realized Amida Buddha's compassion is everywhere, in everyone's life. Man, woman, wherever you're from, whatever you do for a living, the Buddha's compassion is always there with us. Honen was transformed by this teaching. He shared it with Shinran. Shinran was transformed by this teaching. And Shinran shared this teaching everywhere he went. He shared it with his family. He shared it with his wife and his daughter. And his daughter Kakushini, after Shinran passed on, she said, let's create a place where we can remember Shinran and remember this teaching. That place went on to become Honganji, our head temple. So it's thanks to Shinran and his family, men and women, all people of the Nembutsu, that we have this teaching here today. We have this practice of saying the Nembutsu. And Shinran says, this is what we do. We hear the Buddha's compassion in our life. We say, Namo Amida Butsu. Nembutsu toyu no wa, myōgo wo kiku, myōgo wo shinjite, Namo Amida Butsu no Nembutsu no Hotoke-sama no chikara, Hotoke-sama no hikari to jihi ga watashi no jinsei ni, ima, koko de ikiteru. Watashi ga nembutsu no naka ni ikasareteru. Okage de yorokonde nembutsu namo amida butsu wo mosu toyukoto desu ne. Shinran shounin, honen shounin ga hijou ni taihen na jidai wo ikinuketan desu ne. Minna ga shinpai shite, ima kara dou naru ka shinpai suru jidai deshita. Nembutsu no chikara niyotte, minna byōdō no sukui no chikara niyotte, sore wo anshin shite mukai-aete, tomo ni, mowari no hitobito to tomo ni kono ōjō ni, ōjōdō ni ōjō suru jinsei wo ikashite, sono o nembutsu no koto wo susumete, sore niyotte, kazu oku no hito no jinsei ga kaete, watashi tachi mo kono oshii ni deatta okage de anshin shite, ima kara nani ga atte mo ikinukeru chikara wo itadaku, o nembutsu no chikara desu ne. Desu kara Shinran chōnin wa kono o nembutsu ga tadashii gyō toyukoto wo koyu oshie wo otokarete imasu. So as we reflect on our lives in the Nembutsu, let us remember the Buddha's compassion is always with us, supporting us, buoying us up with the wisdom and compassion of awakening, whatever we may face in our lives. All of us together embrace in the Buddha's great compassion that we hear together in the words Namo Amida Butsu, which means I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable light and life. This time I invite you to join me in Gassho and let us once again hear these words of the larger sutra. When I have fulfilled the Buddha way, my name shall pervade the 10 quarters. If there be any place it is not heard, I vow not to attain the supreme enlightenment. For the sake of all beings, I will open forth the treasure store and give away universally the treasure of its virtues. Among the multitudes of beings, I will always preach the Dharma with a lion's roar. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.